This is Kennedy Launch Control, T-minus 55 minutes and counting. T-minus 55 and counting, all still proceeding very satisfactorily with Apollo 14. We've just completed some telemetry checks of the launch vehicle as the countdown continues. The astronaut crew has been advised that the swing arm, the Apollo access arm, swing arm number 9, will be coming back in about a minute and 40 seconds from this time. It will remain in a standby position about 6 feet from the spacecraft until we reach the 5 minute mark in the count, when it will be fully retracted. The pad leader and the closeout crew have departed from the 320-foot level and are now at the roadblock position, standing by. For an update on network operations concerned with the mission, we now switch to Mission Control in Houston.
This is Apollo Control Houston at minus 54 minutes and counting. The worldwide manned spaceflight network is prepared for launch at this time. Only one problem has emerged, this very minor problem. At Carnarvon, C-band coverage is red because of a computer problem. However, this gives no constraint to launch because of the unified S-band coverage in that area. Weather conditions along the ground track across the Atlantic are expected to be satisfactory, as has been reported, with one area of high winds and seas midway between Florida and Bermuda. In the area, we expect southwesterly winds of some 25 to 30 knots and seas of 8 to 12 feet. Here in Mission Control, except for a few more people than we see in simulations, it's much the same. A quiet calmness best describes the mood of the control center as the Houston Flight Control team monitors the final countdown now in progress. However, in less than an hour, the atmosphere here will change when the control of the flight switches to Houston. Our flight director today, Pete Frank, will be calling for rapid status reports from each member of his team throughout the booster-powered phase of flight. Over what is known as the flight director's loop, we expect to hear a great deal from a gentleman named Dave Reed, our flight dynamics officer, and Frank Van Rensselaer, the booster systems engineer, since they will be monitoring the crucial trajectory and launch vehicle data. We're at minus 52 minutes, and this is Apollo Control Houston.
This is Kennedy Launch Control. We're now 52 minutes, 13 seconds and counting. And as the astronauts were alerted, it did occur. The Apollo access arm now has been retracted and is in the standby position. As soon as the arm is retracted, the pyrotechnic systems within the spacecraft are armed. This means now that 155-pound thrust escape tower that is atop of the spacecraft can be deployed in a critical emergency, if necessary, from this point down in the countdown. 51 minutes, 42 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.